Hey friends, welcome back. We have been working on a series on renewal. Jan, what's that been about? What have we talked about in that?
Oh dear God, what have we not? We started with micro habits, identity, moving into those powerful words of I am to we are.
Yeah.
We need to heal each other. Even though we can't fix each other. Wait, is that what it is?
We need each other. So this idea of community, this we need each other. We need each other. We can't live without each other.
No.
Connection. In order to heal.
Yeah.
Yep. But we can't take the responsibility for healing each other. But we can do something about that, right?
Yes.
Which is what today's, that's what we're talking about today.
Yes, it is. We're talking about connecting.
And not only being here on this planet just for ourselves, but really to contribute something back and really realizing the importance of community.
I find that I call it navel gazing when I am so self-absorbed that I don't think about any service. I don't have that attitude. It's not a community. It's the one. And it actually feels yucky. It just feels yucky. I don't like it. And I'm really happy that I'm uncomfortable in it now. Oh, and by the way, before we get started, do you like my glasses? I know they're reflecting the lights, but Mary's talking about
the glasses.
Let's talk about me.
Just after you said navel gazing, I want to navel gaze for a moment.
Look at me and my glasses.
We talked about wouldn't it be cool if we showed up with our glasses on? It would look so smart.
It would look so smart.
Smart. But anyway, that's another podcast. We've been talking about how important listening is and it's the key thing. And when we're connecting with people, it's the key. But back to that idea of service. I know for a long time, I always thought I really would like to be serving, and I was serving. I just didn't know. I didn't call it that. I mean, teaching is a service. You're giving your whole life to something that's really important. But serving in yet another way, because that's just been really resonating with me lately. I don't know about you. Something
Same.
Kind of, yeah.
That drive, I mean, I think, that drive. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really find that the podcast is a part of that, but I think there's more to that. But
I do too. I it's that whole identity thing, and I think it's okay for that becoming, and then that identity and that service as we craft our listening skills, craft our service skills. It will become better at it, bigger at it. So it's good. So speaking of serving, I was teaching yesterday, and there's a student in there, and he's a musician, and they're so patient with me because I'll go off on my little thing about social dancing and musicality and all the things, and he just was pondering because he was listening, and he said, when we're in a band, he had someone say to him, you have to listen louder than the music. And I just
so powerful.
You have to listen louder than the music.
Than the music.
And then I said, I'm stealing that from you. And then I
and now you are.
And I
you
did. It does. So, it's a challenge, right? Because you can get into your own world. And so I asked him to go into that a little bit. And he talked about if you're in your own world and you're doing your own thing and you have this great riff you want to do, if you're not listening, then you're going to go
missing.
Off and not be a part of what is really happening in the present moment.
Yeah. 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 Yesterday we had the two of us had a really a meaningful conversation with a dear friend who's really had a rough year. Her husband committed suicide almost a year ago, and she's done some wonderful things about that, which we'll talk about it on another episode. But What we were really struck by in particular was her comment about listening and the importance of being heard. Ooh. And, you know, we take that kind of lightly, don't we? I mean, it seems like we think, okay, I'm listening to be heard and, you know, making sure that the people we know are heard, but are we really doing that?
Mm. Yes. And I'll confess to this because growing up, I had the ego that I was a good listener. No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I was busy in my mind trying to figure out what I was going to say to them back, what I was going to say next.
Yeah.
In the fixed mode, instead of just sitting there and being present. And now that we understand that it's not our job to fix someone else, but it is my job and responsibility to listen to them so they feel heard.
Yeah.
You know?
Which takes time.
Yes.
Takes a lot of time.
Yeah. It's a craft, I will say. Yeah. Listening skills, you have to craft it. You have to use that muscle. Sometimes it just doesn't come as naturally as we hope it would be.
Mm-hmm. And there's something about it, like, I don't know if it's intuition or what it is, but really, when you're really tuned into what somebody is saying and how you can adjust what you're asking then based on what they're saying, rather than all the things that are going on in your head that you want to say.
Yeah.
And then also receiving what they say back without judging it, without putting your own layer of, your own layer of thinking on top of it, but just hearing them for what they're saying.
Yes, you know? And not taking it personally.
Because not taking it personally.
It's so not about you. It's so not about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they're speaking, when you're speaking, and I know when I'm speaking, my heart and my truth, just being heard, and then someone getting curious about asking a question back to what I just said is huge. You're like, oh.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Curiosity.
Yeah.
Having that. Yeah. Yeah.
I love
that. Not assuming something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I feel like when it really keeps you present, this present living, it's just a little bit of a theme too.
It's a thing. It's a kind of a thing.
I know with those that are in my life, and as you said, we all have our stuff. We all have life happening. We all have the struggles. There's sometimes others have it deeper, a deeper struggle, deeper layers. And I know that part of me, that empathetic side of me, wants to... I can do this with my boys, especially not want them to allow them to feel their own pain. And I realize what a disservice I do if I do that. So with that empathetic heart, I still have to stay quiet and let them figure it out. Let them, you know, do the thing. I had an incident with my oldest son, and old Jan would have gone, da, 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 and I just, and it was hard.
I have so much advice.
Can we talk? I did. I'm like, can we talk? He's like, I'll call you. And he never did. I'm like, good for you. So,
I think that was a really important point, though, that empathizing with them, but letting them be in charge, letting them figure it out, encouraging them, but letting them have the power to embolden them to have their own power in the situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's huge because it does empower you. I think about me and how I've allowed myself to empower myself. And then that's where you start trusting yourself, and then the confidence and the layers of, but back to the drawing board, back to your tools, back to first things first, and it's crafting your listening skills.
Yep. So one of them is time, giving it the time and present, being really present, yes. Tuned in, and not making judgments.
Yes.
Ooh. And kind of adjusting yourself, your questions, your support, based on what they're saying, not what you're mm-hmm. thinking.
Exactly. Say that again. Say that again.
Oh, my God. That last one?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
all
yeah,
of them? Yeah. Okay. Nope, yeah, just being able to listen without layering what they say with your thinking, perception. With your perceptions, but letting it hold itself together, I guess.
Yeah. No, don't guess. It was good. It's true. It's good. Oh, my.
So
with that, we send you out for today and to hone in on your listening skills. Be honest with yourself and start crafting your skill. Level up your listening skills. Ooh, level up your mm-hmm. listening skills. So we thank you. Thank you for hanging out with us today.
Yeah.
We so appreciate you. And what do we want them to do, Mary?
You mean about what they have to get? Oh, yeah. Get on our email list. If you want to be on our weekly email list, it's an awesome little gizmo we put out. And it's short and snappy and fun. And it's got some good things to do. We love writing it.
Yes. Yes. And subscribe.
Yeah.
Save.
Follow.
Share. All the things that you do to keep this growing and growing our community. And again, send your thoughts. That's the only way we're going to learn. That's the only way we're going to create a great community is sharing our own thoughts, whether we agree, disagree. Let's do this thing.
Yep. And if you screw up when you're listening, remember you have the superpower of a do-over at any time.